刚才我们唱的诗歌非常好的诗歌。
And the song we just sang was a beautiful hymn.
哦，我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee.
这是一首祷告的诗。
This is a hymn of prayer.
我在台湾的时候。
When I was in Taiwan.
两次 Spark 弟兄到台湾来。
And for two times, Brother Spark visited Taiwan.
我们教会真喜欢唱这首诗歌。
And our church loved to sing the song.
他很欣赏我们唱这首诗歌。
And he loved the way we sang it too.
他回到英国去啊，那个音乐一直在他耳朵旁边。
He said the melody of this hymn echoed in his mind even after you return home.
To be like thee.
Oh, to be like thee.
这是祷告的诗歌。
This is a prayer.
今天我们就是讲到忘记了，盼望诗歌不忘记啊。
And you can forget what I'm about to share, but don't forget about this hymn.
大家带回去 Oh, to be like thee.
Bring this hymn home. Oh, to be like thee.
我要像你。
Oh, to be like thee.
一生的祷告。
This is a prayer of our life.
要离开世界了。
And even at the moment of departing from this world,
世界上的事情都忘记了。
We may forget everything else.
这句话不忘记。
But we will not forget this phrase.
最后我们祷告，还是说，哦，我要像你。
At the end of our journey, this will still be our prayer. Oh, to be like thee.
我们来读几处圣经。
Let's read a few scriptures together.
哥林多后书二章十四节到十六节。
Go ahead.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论是在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能当得起呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him. For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. To the one we are the smell of death, to the other the fragrance of life. And who is equal to such a task?
哥林多后书是一本非常宝贵的书。
Second Corinthians is a very precious book.
这本书保罗说到他的经历。
And in this book, Paul talked about his experience.
在圣经里面，保罗两次说他是给得永生的人做榜样。
Twice in the Bible, Paul mentioned that he is an example for those who believe.
而两次说你们要效法我。
And twice he said, you should imitate me.
保罗是我们的榜样。
He is our example.
我们要效法保罗。
And when you imitate Paul.
保罗吃菜，喜欢吃咸的，喜欢吃甜的，这个不需要效法。
But we don't have to imitate whether he likes salty food or sweet food.
保罗的属灵生命我们需要效法。
It is his spiritual life that we should imitate.
他的属灵经历我们需要效法。
And his experiences that we should imitate.
保罗的经历没有人可比的。
And no one can compare the kind of experience that he had.
到以后第十二章。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
保罗说他自己被提到三层天。
And Paul mentioned the fact that he was taken to the third heaven.
下到乐园。
And he went down to the paradise.
听见人不能说的言语。
And he heard a language that people cannot hear.
保罗的经历没人能比。
And he has such an experience far exceeds what we can have.
我们今天讲哥林多后书。
So when we talk about 2 Corinthians today.
这是学与我们有关的圣经。
This is a book very relevant to us.
保罗的经历。对我们最有帮助的经历。
And his experiences really help us.
保罗的经历太宝贵了。
Very precious indeed.
一章十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 12.
保罗说我们在世为人。
He said, when we conduct ourselves in this world.
不靠人的聪明。
We are not relying on human wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But according to God's grace.
这句话不是经历。
And this is not an experience he talked about.
这句话是个劝勉。
But an advice, an encouragement.
是我们神的儿女在世为人 生活的准则。
This is a principle by which we live in this world.
所有神的儿女。
All the children of God.
我们的生活都有一个准则。
We should have principles for living.
我们准则什么呢？
What are our principles?
在世为人。
When we conduct ourselves in this world.
不靠人的聪明。
That we do not live according to the worldly wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But God's grace.
在二十世纪。
And in 20th century.
在全世界被主大用的三个人。
There are three people greatly used by God.
中国的你托生弟兄。
One is Watchman Nee in China.
英国的 Spark 弟兄。
And Brother Spark in England.
印度的 Boxing 弟兄。
And Boxing in India.
这三个人我都很熟。
I knew these three people well.
Spark 弟兄他一生有一件事。
And there's something about Brother Spark.
他每天早晨他的儿子开车出去上班。
Every morning his son would be driving to work.
他儿子每次出去的时候。
And every time when he left home.
他总是讲一句话。
Spark always said this.
每天早晨讲一样的话。
Every morning.
在世为人。
When you live in this world,
不靠人的聪明,
do not live according to worldly wisdom,
乃靠神的恩典,
but God's grace.
这是我们做事的一个准则。
And this should be also a principle we live by.
大事小事都一样。
It's the same applies to big or small things in daily life.
不靠人的聪明。
Not according to the worldly wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But by God's grace.
在美国我们天天开车。
We drive every day, don't we?
每天早晨开车去上班。
We drive to work every morning.
有的很多弟兄姊妹的车开车技术非常好。
And some people are very good at driving.
技术越好。
And the better is the skill.
越要记得这句话。
The more you should remember this principle.
不靠人的聪明。
Not drive according to your wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典。
But God's grace.
技术再好开车也要撞车。
You still may have car accident regardless how good you are.
撞车不一定你撞别人的。
Not necessarily you will run into others.
别人会撞你啊。
But others might run into you.
我一生开车。
And I drove all my life.
两次的大车祸。
I had encountered two great accidents.
都是别人撞我的。
And it was all caused by others.
有一次我看见绿灯开过去。
One day I was passing through green light.
那很的路上的人那个人看见就是红灯嘛。
And so for people that are in the perpendicular direction, it should be red light.
他不仅撞红灯那么快。
Now, yet that driver not only drove through the red light,
速度这么快。
At a high speed as well.
我看见他撞过来就来不及躲了。
And when the moment I saw him, it was too late to avoid him.
他就在我的驾驶的位置撞进来的。
And he ran onto my side of the car.
车子又撞在我身上。
And it was about to hit me.
整个车都撞毁了。
And my car was totaled.
我就下来了。
And yeah, I was able to get off the car.
我问他，你没有看见红灯吗？
I asked him, didn't you see the red light?
他说我看不见红灯。
He said, I could not see red light.
我真是没话讲了。
And I was speechless to this response.
两个年轻人呢，跟他在一起来。
And there are two young people with him.
大概是吸毒了。
I think they were on drug.
我也没看见过人吸毒。
And you know, I never have dealt with drug addicts before.
拿张纸，哪个烟呢，在上面在吸什么东西啊？
And I saw they have this piece of paper and there are powders on top.
我说 ，No wonder， 难怪你看不见红灯啊。
Then I realized, I said, No wonder you can see the red light.
警察来了。
And the police came.
大骂他。
And he scolded them.
你要杀人是不是？
So are you trying to kill people?
把事情处理完了。
So after they finished killing them.
他说你上我的车，我带你去验伤。
And the police said to me, come with me, I'll take you to the hospital.
我说我没有伤啊，验什么？
I said, well, I am not injured. Why bother?
不可能的。
The police says, it's impossible.
车在你的位置撞进来的。
The car ran into your side.
我们警察的话，你这位置叫死亡位置。
And to, according to our experience, this is a death seat.
车子直接撞在你身上。
The car ran directly to, into your seat.
你没有伤。这句话不是你说的。
And it's impossible that you weren't injured.
要医生告诉你才行。
We have to go to the doctor. I have to hear from the doctor directly.
把我带到医院。
So they brought me to the hospital.
医生听见这个情形啊，
and,
也是不可能没有伤的。
After hearing what happened, doctor said, no way he wasn't injured.
我说我是没有伤啊。
I said, indeed, I'm fine.
警察说车子都撞毁了，撞毁了。
And the police said, even his car was totaled.
你比钢铁还硬。
So you're harder than steel?
我说我没有比钢铁硬。
I said, that's not the case. injuries.
但是我没有伤。
But the fact is I'm not injured.
医生说也不可能。
And the doctor says no way.
目前外面有伤，里面还有伤。
He may not only should be injured outside, also inside.
好好检查。
Let's examine him well.
哎呀，那真是受苦啊，查了八个小时。
So they tortured me for over 8 hours.
查的结果里面外面没有一点伤。
And the result of examination was that I am injury free.
我给他们最准确的答案了。
I already told them so.
我是。基督徒
I am a Christian.
基督徒任何事都会发生
Anything can happen to a Christian.
他们人就不能接受基督徒被戳伤了就没有伤
They still couldn't accept the fact that just because I was Christian so I was without injury.
弟兄姊妹在世为人
Brother and sister, when we conduct ourselves in this world,
不靠人的聪明
we should not conduct in a way according to worldly wisdom.
乃靠神的恩典
but by the grace of God.
大家记得没有记得没有？大家来背一遍，来来来。
Let's memorize this verse.
在世
We have conduct ourselves in this world in holiness and sincerity. We have done so not according to worldly wisdom, but according to God's grace.
开车要靠神的恩典呢。
So after a meeting, when you go into your car, make sure you drive according to God's grace.
哥林多后书们经历的时候。
This is a book of spiritual experience.
下面一句很有名的话。
And follow this was another great statement.
神的应许。
And all, no matter how many promises God has made.
无论有多少。
No matter how many of them God has made.
在基督里才是是的。
They are yes in Christ.
借着他。Amen.
And through him, the Amen spoken.
圣经是本应许的书。
The Bible is a book of promises.
整本圣经都是应许。
The entire Bible is full of promises.
应许太多了。
There are so many promises.
太多应许了。
There are many promises.
对于我们的身体的健康就有好多应许。
Even to our physical health, there are many promises in the Bible.
主是良医。
And the Lord is our physician.
又说主是良药。
It says he is our medicine.
当然启示录开始不了。
And when it goes to the beginning of the book of Revelation,
说主是健康。
The end of Revelation says the Lord is my health.
信不信啊
？Do you believe that？
你们很奇妙，你们都没反应了。
It's very interesting. You guys have no reaction whatsoever.
你们信不信啊
？Do you believe in what he said？
主是良医。
The Lord is the great physician.
主是良药。
He is the great medicine.
主是健康。
He is our health. Amen.
任何的病，医生不能医的。
And it's the sickness that God, doctor could not heal.
主都能医。
God can.
医生有重病，有轻病。
And to doctors, there are serious illness or not so serious illness.
主没有。
But to the Lord, it's all the same.
医生有看得好的病，看不好的病。
And there are sicknesses the doctor can cure. There are something that they cannot treat.
主都没有。
But to the Lord, they are all the same.
主能医治一切的病。
The Lord can heal all kinds of sicknesses.
主是良医。
He is the great physician.
我倒没有走极端说你们不需要看医生。
I'm not saying don't go to a doctor.
有的病第一件事情是要叫主。
But the first thing comes into our mind should be the Lord.
来到主面前。
Should come to the Lord first.
主医治一切的病。
Because the Lord heals us of all diseases.
我的下一代三个医生。
In my family, there are three doctors in my younger generation. Two out of three are famous.
在北加州一个是有名的心脏医生。
One is in San Jose, cardiologist.
我说神医你懂不懂？
And I said, do you understand that God is the healer?
他说不懂。
He said, no.
不懂我讲给你听。
I said, let me tell you this.
我就讲瞎子看见，聋子听见，瘸子行走。
He said, the blind can see, deaf can hear, and the lame can walk.
瘫痪的起来。
And the paralyzed man can rise up.
他听完了说，爸爸从哪里听来这些故事、啊、
After he said, my, hear all my testimony, he said, where did my father-in-law got all these stories?
什么我听来的故事
I said, stories?
我从来不讲听来的话。
I said, I don't tell stories.
我讲的都是我接着祷告亲自经历的。
What I just told you are my personal experience through our prayer.
主能医治一切的病。
Because God can heal all kinds of sickness.
主是良医。
Because He is the great physician.
主是良药。
He's also the wonderful medicine.
主是健康。
He is health.
我很相信主的话。
And I believe in the word of God.
是我年龄大了。
and I'm getting old.
我一直相信主是我的健康。
I always believe that the Lord is my health.
主是健康人。
He is my health.
就一句很有名的话。
And this is a very famous saying.
这是讲给加勒听的，耶稣要加勒啊，讲给加勒听的。
God said this to Caleb in the Bible.
日子如何？力量如何?
And your strength will be as strong as the needs of your days.
加勒是个将军的。
Caleb was a soldier, a general.
以色列人靠着他的勇敢得到安全的。
And Israelites were protected through his might.
重建将军自己要上阵打仗的。
And general also has to be in the battlefield.
他年纪老了。
He was getting old.
还没有一个兴起来一个人代替他的。
Yet he had no substitute at the time.
神给他的应许。
Therefore God gave him a promise.
日子如何?
Your strength.
力量如何?
Will be as strong as your days.
到年老的时候。
So even when he reached an old age.
他的勇力仍旧叫仇敌害怕的。
And he was still so strong and mighty that scared his foes.
他仍旧是以色列人的安全。
And he was still the protection of Israelites.
我深深相信这句话。
And therefore I truly believe in saying.
日子如何?
Your days, your strength.
力量如何?
Will be as strong as your days.
上了70岁了。
And he was
主，我的力量和60岁要一样的。
And he was in his 70, he said, I have to be strong as in my 60. When he reached 80,
主，日子如何，力量如何。
Lord, whatever I need for my daily needs, I will be as strong.
我要和50岁一样的。
I have to be as strong as when I was 50.
现在我过90了。
No, I'm over 90.
主的话何等宝贵。
How precious is the word of God.
日子如何。
And my strength.
力量如何?
I'll be as strong as the days of mine.
九月我在这里做完工，要跨过太平洋了。
So after today, I'm gonna fly to Asia.
到台湾去。
To Taiwan.
中国大陆啊，就不让我去了。
I can't really go to China these days.
他们不让我去，不让我讲道了。
Because they don't allow me to visit there and preach.
去年就没去。
Therefore, I couldn't go last year.
要为着中国教会祷告。
We need to pray for the church in China.
中国教会现在的日子不好过。
Because they are having a very difficult time now.
我人就跨过太平洋。
Yet, the Lord so gave me strength to go to China, to go to Asia.
爱我。
The Lord really loves me.
是工作排得秘密的。
And the church there loved me. They gave me very tight schedule.
每天到不同的地方去讲道。
And they have arranged me to speak at different locations every day.
讲道是很累的事。
You know, preaching is physically tiring.
日子如何?
Yet my strength
力量如何?
Will be sufficient to deal with the needs.This is God's promise.
神的应许从来不落空的。
And His promise is always fulfilled.
谁怎样说了?
How He says it,
那就怎样行?
That how it's going to be done.
关于我们健康身体很多的话。
And there are many promises in the Bible regarding our health.
但神的应许最大的不是关于身体啊。
Yet the greatest promise of God is not regarding physical body.
神的应许最大应许是什么?
What is the greatest promise God has in the Bible for us?
知道吗?
Do you know?
神的应许什么?
What is the greatest promise?
都不回答我。你们信不信主啊?
Do you believe in the Lord?
信耶稣啊?
Do you believe in the Lord?
信吧。
Do you?
连这个都不回答的。信不信耶稣啊?
信。
好，信耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus,
最大的应许,
the greatest promise,
应许他的儿子来到地上,
is through the birth of his son.
应许差遣圣灵来到地上。
He promised to send his son to this world and the Holy Spirit as well.
没有应许比这个大的。
There's no greater promise than that.
神的儿子要来。
The Son of God has to come.
圣灵要来。
And the Holy Spirit has to come.
我常常问这个话，圣灵是谁啊？
I always ask this question, who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是主。
The Holy Spirit is the Lord himself.
和主有没有分别？
Is there any difference?
有分别。
Yes.
主耶稣基督
The Lord Jesus Christ
在四福音的里面
In all four gospels
道成肉身的耶稣
He was the God, the word that became flesh
四门福音书到了末了都一样的
And all four gospels had the same ending
说到主从死复活了
They talk about how he resurrected from the dead
接着使徒行传来了
So in the book of Acts
使徒行传不讲因为在肉身里的基督。
It no longer talk about Jesus in the flesh.
使徒行传讲圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit.
所以有人称使徒行传呢为圣灵行传。
Therefore, people also call the book of Acts the book of the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是谁?
Who is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
大家记得了没有？
Do you remember this now?
福音书基督复活了。
And in, at the end of four Gospels, Jesus Christ resurrected. And then the book of Acts follows.
圣灵做大工啊。
And the Holy Spirit does great work.
教会起来了。
And the church was born.
今天教会过了两千年了。
And after over 2,000 years now.
教会历史的人中间最好的历史。
And the church is still the greatest example of all.
教会历史轰轰烈烈。
And the history of church is dynamic.
教会在各样的艰难当中
and you see church went through all kinds of trials
那么雄壮地走了两千年
and magnificently church survived and proceeded
今天世界上逼迫的地方远超过没有逼迫的地方
you know in this time there are more places Christians are persecuted than not persecuted
没有逼迫的不多
not many places the Christians are not persecuted
北美洲没有逼迫
now in Northern America Christians are fine
南美洲就有逼迫
yeah in Southern America
欧洲来说
or in Europe
西欧没有逼迫
Western Europe did not have persecution for Christians
东欧南欧都有逼迫
yeah Eastern and Southern Europe Christians were persecuted
其他地方不要说了
not to mention any other places
我们中国殉道的弟兄姊妹真不少啊
and many people were martyred in China as well
十几亿的中国人都在逼迫底下
and over billions of Christians were underground
我们这些中国人真是太有福分了
and we Chinese here are really blessed
活在没有逼迫的地方
we're living in a land we have freedom of worship
再不好好的追求主
therefore we should really pursue the Lord
再不好好的侍奉主
if we don't serve the Lord or pursue the Lord
我们真是见不了主了
and we really cannot deal with the Lord face to face one day
今天教会在两千年的逼迫历史
And church is in the middle of persecution over 2,000 years.
那么雄壮的雄壮走过来了。
And very mightily church survived.
为什么？
How?
有圣灵。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来到地上没有回去过。
And the Holy Spirit never returned to heaven once it has come.
圣灵显出来的大能。
And the Holy Spirit has shown forth his great might.
我信主的时候。
When I first believed.
国民党到了末了的时期了。
National Party was at its end.
有一次宣布基督教的人口。
And one time they did a statistics about the number of Christians in China. And they said there were about 1 million Christians.
其实不到一百万人。
Yes, I think there was less than that.
现在多少？
But how many they have now?
前几年联合国宣布。
And a few years ago, United Nations statistics showed.
一亿两千万。
And there are over 120 million Christians.
应该超过这个数字。
And I think it far exceeds that number.
没有人能够知道准确的数字。
Nobody can tell exactly how many Christians were in China. Because there is no freedom.
为什么加那么多？
How did it multiply so fast?
不是传道人的本事。
It really wasn't the work of ministers.
圣灵彰显大能。
But the work of the Holy Spirit.
在中国得胜。
Holy Spirit triumphed in China.
第一个征服英国。
And Holy Spirit triumphed first in England.
第二个征服德国。
And then Germany.
这几百年征服美国。
The past few hundred years in the America.
美国现在不行。
And United States is not in as good spiritual condition it was.
美国有大复兴啊。
And not too long ago, United States had a great revival.
美国叫这个大复兴叫大觉醒。
It's a great awakening.
美国正式觉醒了。
And indeed, this country was awakened.
那个时候基督徒的光景真好啊。
And the spiritual condition of Christians were great at the time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是神的儿女。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are children of God.
应许太多了。
And there are so many promises for us.
最大的应许。
And the greatest promise
我神的儿子赐下来
was that God promised to give us his son
我圣灵赐下来
to give us his Holy Spirit
这两件事都是赐给亚伯拉罕的
And these are the two things that he promised to give to Abraham
亚伯拉罕遇见主的时候
When Abraham met the Lord
那是创世纪十二章
That's chapter 12 of Genesis
主神应许了两件事
God promised him two things
第一件是福分
First, a blessing
地上最大的福分
The greatest blessing.
第二是子孙
And then descendant.
亚伯拉罕没有儿子
At the time, he had no son.
所以神应许他子孙。
So God promised to give him descendants.
到了加拉太书第三章。
So when it comes to Galatians chapter
3. 保罗解释这件事。
Paul explained about this passage.
什么叫做亚伯拉罕的福分？
So what is the blessing for Abraham?
什么叫做亚伯拉罕的子孙？
What is the seed of Abraham?
在加拉太三章第三章啊。
So in Galatians chapter 3.
保罗说福分就是圣灵。
He said the blessing given to Abraham is the Holy Spirit.
第三章第八节先说。
And chapter 3 verse 8 it says.
为说因为要叫外邦人因信称义。
Because he said all nations shall be blessed through you.
神传福音给亚伯拉罕。
God justified the Gentiles by faith and announced the gospel in advance of Abraham.
我要使你大的福分。
I will give you a great blessing.
万国要因你得福。
That all nations will be blessed because of you.
这句话早就应验了。
And this has been fulfilled.
耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Jesus is the descendant of Abraham.
万国要因你的子孙得福。
And all nations will be blessed because of your descendant.
今天全世界的人到处都有基督徒了。
And you see Christians in all over the world these days.
弟兄姊妹人真多啊。
And there are so many Christians.
今天基督徒的数字25亿。
And there are over 2.5 billion Christians in this world.
全世界人口大概70亿啊。
And there are about 7 billion people worldwide.
历代基督徒加起来很庞大的数字。
And if you try to add all the Christians accumulatively through generation, that would be a gigantic number.
当初应许给亚伯拉罕的。
That's the promise God had for Abraham.
而且也应许给他圣灵。
And also God promised to give him the Holy Spirit.
保罗在加拉太第三章。
In Galatians chapter 3.
第十四节就说到这个福分。
It talk about this blessing in verse 14.
保罗解释的那么确定。
And Paul said it so surely.
什么是亚伯拉罕的福分？
So he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles.
就叫我们外邦人。
So that by faith.
因信得着圣灵。
We might receive the promise of the Spirit.
耶稣基督可把大福分给亚伯拉罕。
Therefore, Jesus Christ gave this huge blessing to Abraham.
我们应信得到所应许的圣灵。
That by faith we shall receive the promise of the Spirit.
圣灵是谁？
So, and who is the Spirit?
我刚刚讲过。
We said that just now.
圣灵就是复活基督。
The Holy Spirit is the risen Christ.
没有一个福分在圣灵以外的算。是真实的。
And there's no true blessing outside of the Holy Spirit.
真正的福分都在圣灵里面。
All the true blessings are in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是主观的神。
And the Holy Spirit is the subjective God.
圣灵是里面的神。
It's the God that lives within.
圣灵是经历的神。
It's the God whom we can experience.
圣灵我们的感觉的神。
It's God through him we can feel.
今天我们夏令会第三晚上圣灵复降。
We all experienced in the late summer conference on the very last evening.
好多人被圣灵浇灌了。
So many people were filled by the Holy Spirit.
真的大喜乐。
And we received such a great joy.
圣灵来了。
Because the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵来就是主耶稣来了。
When we say Holy Spirit comes, we mean that Jesus comes.
所以今年没有去的弟兄姊妹，明年都要去。
So if you miss out this year, make sure you go next year.
主来了。
Because the Lord comes.
圣灵降临了。
Holy Spirit came upon us.
复活基督回来了。
Which means the risen Christ has returned.
浇灌多少弟兄姊妹？
And he poured himself onto his children.
和五旬节当初2000年以前五旬节没有不同的地方。
It's exactly the same what happened 2,000 years ago during Pentecost.
每年我们圣灵都是大降临。
And every summer conference, we have such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
我们谁有力量叫圣灵降临啊？
Who can make the Holy Spirit come?
那是神的大怜悯。
It's God's great mercy.
我们信。
We believe.
我们信圣灵必定降临。
By faith, we know the Holy Spirit will come.
圣灵复活的基督。
That risen Christ.
我们最大的福分。
Our greatest blessings of all.
亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Abraham's descendant.
保罗说不是指的众子孙。
Paul made it clear that it's not talking about all the offsprings.
只是一个人。
But single offspring.
乃是基督。
That is Christ.
要不然这个人伟大吧？
Isn't Abraham a great man?
三而一的神，两个位格的神都因他降临了。
Imagine two out of three, the triune God came for him.
他把神的儿子带来了。
First, through him, the Son of God was brought into this world.
他把圣灵带来了。
And through him, the Spirit came.
所以我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙啊。
So we are his children.
神当初应许亚伯拉罕啊。
When God promised Abraham,
你的子孙要像天上的星。
That your offspring will be as many as stars in the sky.
要像海边的沙，那样的无数。
As countless as the sand on the seashore.
海边的沙，说到亚伯拉罕属地的子孙。
And the seashore referred to his earthly children.
那是犹太人。
Those are Israelites.
属天上的星。
And the stars.
亚伯拉罕的属天子孙
refer to his heavenly children.
那是我们
That's us who through faith.
我们不是他的属地子孙
We are by no means his earthly children.
我们他的属天的子孙
But we are Abraham's heavenly children.
所以在圣经里面
Therefore in the Bible.
圣灵这个应许的圣灵
The Holy Spirit is called the promised Holy Spirit.
我们诗歌里面有好几首好的诗圣灵的诗歌、啊、
And there are many good hymns talk about the Spirit in our song.
诗歌里面常常说到圣灵，应许的圣灵。
And refer to him as the promised Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹有个本事啊。
And you know, we children of God have this way.
大家不懂。
That we don't understand it.
不懂也不问。
Even though we don't understand that, we don't bother to ask.
有没有人问我为什么叫应许圣灵呢
Nobody ever asked me, why do we call this promised Holy Spirit?
应许给谁的
To whom this promise
was? 应许给亚伯拉罕和他子孙的。
This promise is for Abraham and his children.
圣灵是亚伯拉罕带进来的。
Through Abraham, the Holy Spirit was brought in.
我们是亚伯拉罕的属天子孙。
We are the heavenly children of Abraham.
圣灵应许给我们的。
So the Holy Spirit is for us.
所以我们每年都有很大的信心。
And therefore, every year we gather with great faith.
到了夏令会礼拜六晚上，圣灵一定降临。
Knowing that Holy Spirit will be poured out to us.
应许的圣灵来了。
Because it's the promised Holy Spirit.
有一个弟兄没有圣灵浇灌的经历。
And I know this Christian man, he did not have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
夏令会之前就给我讲了。
So he told me before the conference.He said, I long to have the outpouring of the Spirit. I said, if you want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, there's only one requirement, which is to have a desire for Him. You have to truly long for Him. And that evening,And I noticed he wasn't having a great desire for God. How can I tell? Because he was walking around laying hands for people. And we lay hands on people so that they can receive the Holy Spirit. How can you lay your hands on others if you don't even have the Spirit yourself? And I was laying hands and praying for people. He joined me together. So I have to push his hand away.I said, you need to ask. How can you give Holy Spirit to others if you don't even have it yourself? And you are just too proud.
圣灵，应许的圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the promise, the Holy Spirit.
应许给我们的。
And it's the promise to us.
所以得圣灵浇灌的经历。
So we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
不是在乎求。
And it's not to ask.
就在乎信
is have we have to believe it's by faith.
信的人就得着了。
If you believe, you have it.
有时候就参加一个聚会啊。
One time I went to this meeting.
那个带领聚会的是个姊妹。
And the leader of the meeting was the sister.
她是个 Pentecostal, 是个灵恩派的姊妹。
She's Pentecostal.
到了最后要得圣灵了。
And when we were about to receive the Holy Spirit at the end of the meeting.
到处跑着叫。
And she ran around in the meeting.
信啊信啊
She cried out, believe, believe.
她讲得很内行
That was indeed correct.
不是说求啊求啊
Not to cry out, ask, not to ask.
信啊
But believe and receive.
信的人得着了
If you believe, you will receive.
你 怎样信耶稣的重生。
And you know, you receive, you are born again through faith.
你怎样信圣灵，得了圣灵的经历。
In the same way, through faith, you receive the Holy Spirit.
如果有人今年没有得，明年要得。
If people miss out this year, please join us next year.
大家信啊。
We need to have faith.
信圣灵。
Believe the Holy Spirit.
信圣灵降临了。
Believe that Holy Spirit has been sent.
圣灵应许的圣灵。
Believe that the Holy Spirit is a promise.
应许给亚伯拉罕和他子孙的。
It's been given through God's promise to him and his children.
我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And you and I are Abraham's children.
我一定的。
So I know for sure I have the Holy Spirit.
这圣灵的经历是大事啊。
And this is a great experience.
神的应许太多。
And there are many promises God has made.
我年轻的时候,
and when I was young,
和一个弟兄睡一个房间,
I lived in the same room with the other Christian man.
哎呀，他读神的应许啊,
and he loved the promises of God.
读得真是辛苦啊。
He read the promises of God in a very hard way because there are so many.
他拼命的记啊。
So he tried to memorize every one of them.
拼命的不要忘记啊。
So that he doesn't forget.
哎呀，我看到太辛苦了。
And I saw how hard he worked.
我弟兄啊，我跟你读一处圣经。
I said, brother, let me share with you one verse.
就包括你所读的全部圣经。
And that will cover all the verses you try to memorize about God's promise. He didn't believe me.
一处圣经包括全部。
You mean you can find one verse to cover all God's promises?
一章二十节。
I said yes, in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20.
不论有多少
For no matter how many promises God has made
在基督里都是是的
They are yes in Christ
所有应许都包括在基督里
All the promises God has made are in Christ
我们不需要一项一项去追求
So we don't have to memorize them one by one
你追求主就够了
If you have the Lord, then you have everything
得了主
You receive the Lord
得了一切
Then you have everything you need
然后我们经历各种应许应验了。
And then we'll experience how each and every promise is actualized in our lives.
保罗说，借着他。
So Paul says, through him.
叫做阿们。
The Amen is spoken by us.
为什么有下面这一句啊？
What does that mean?
什么叫做阿们？
What does it mean by saying Amen?
阿们的意思。
Amen means.
承认是这样。
Indeed so.
的确是这样。
Indeed so.
这是阿们的意思。
That is the meaning of amen.
接着他都阿们。
So through him, the amen is spoken by us.
我们都经历了。
We have all experienced.
我们都得着了。
We all receive.
明白了吧？
Understand that?
在他里面都是是的。
Because in Christ, all are yes.
接着他都是阿们。
And through Christ,Amen spoken by us. Indeed.
的确是这样。
Indeed, that's the case.
因为我得着了。
Because I received.
因为我经历了。
Because I experienced God's promise.
和主的话所讲的一模一样。
It's exactly what God said.
然后在下面。
And then it continues.
神用印印了我们。
God has sealed us with the Spirit.
神膏我们。
He anointed us.
又用圣灵在我们里面做凭据
and he has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit
将圣灵的印记了
and this is the stamp of the Holy Spirit
感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们每一个人信主的时候啊
when we believe in the Lord
主在我们身上都打了个圣灵的印记
God has put a stamp on us
这个印记肉我们的肉体眼就看不见
and we cannot see with our naked eyes about the seal
神看见了
but God sees it
魔鬼也看见了。
So did the devil.
所以灵界里面的受造都能看见的。
All the spiritual creatures can see the seal on us.
那什么叫做印记
？So what is the seal?
印记，第一件事，宣告形象。
The first purpose of a seal is to proclaim the image.
我打了个印记。
I stamp you with the seal.
那个印记和印的本身完全一样的。
And the image of the stamp will appear on us exactly the same.
差一点就不能说印记了。
And if there is anything different, you cannot say this is the seal of the stamp.
宣告形象。
Proclaiming the image.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit comes.
把神的生命放在我们里面。
He put in us God's life.
在我们身上有印记。
It's like a stamp.
叫我们能够像神。
So that we can be exactly like him.
今天我们唱的诗歌，哦，我要像他。
Like the hymn we sang earlier, Oh to be like thee.
哦，我要像他。
Oh to be like thee.
这是我们一生的祷告。
And this is the prayer in our life.
我们里面有圣灵啊。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把主的生命形象就带来了。
And he brought us the life of Jesus.
我们能像他呀。
So that we can now be like Jesus.
所以我们要像他。
So we can be like him.
圣灵第二。
And the second purpose of the Holy Spirit is proclaim the ownership.
什么东西上面有那个人的印记？
If there is a stamp on any person or anything,
就说明一件事，这个东西属于他的。
Tells us one thing that he has ownership over it.
这本书里面有我那个印记。
And there's my seal in this book.
那就是说这本书是我的。
That means this is my book.
是我的书我才当印记对不对
Because I have my stamp on it.
印记宣告主权。
Therefore, stamp proclaims ownership.
当初以弗所书第一次叫圣灵印记、啊。
And the book Ephesians talk about the image, the seal.
因为以弗所的山岭上有大树林啊。
And Ephesus is in a mountain
country. And
there are a lot of forests, and many factories went up to chop down the
trees.
And the logs or lumber they chop down, they will put it, lay in the river so they go downwardly.
砍不同的木头啊
And different vendors have different chop, they chop different woods. Yet when it came down to the bottom of the river, they all gonna be together.
所以他们砍下树来
So immediately after they chop down the wood,
都打上印记
And they will put their seal on it.
他们公司的印记
The seal of their company.
所以下面去捡木头的时候啊
So when they went down to the bottom of the river,
一点都紊乱的
they knew exactly whose wood they belonged to.
每一个公司收他们的印有他们印记的木头
They can sort them out according to the stamps.
保罗用这件事叫做圣灵的印记
Therefore, Paul used that as an example about the seal of the Spirit.
在这么多的人类当中
He said, in the entire human race.
只在我们神儿女身上打上印记
On the children of God, God has stamped on us.
主回来了
So when the Lord returns,
主认得谁是属他的人
He can recognize who belongs to him.
我们神的儿女属他的
We belong to him.
我们身上有神的印，有主的印记。
Because we have the image of the Lord.
虚构形象。
So stand, proclaim the image, and proclaims the ownership.
圣灵在我们里面做凭据。
And lastly, as a deposit.
圣灵有感觉的。
Holy Spirit feels.
有的感觉轻轻的感觉。
Sometimes you feel it was a very light feeling.
有的时候很强的感觉。
Sometimes it's a very strong feeling.
有时我在 Vancouver, 在温哥华呀。
One time I was in Vancouver.
我们的特别聚会完了。
And that was the end of a special meeting.
第三天晚上也受圣灵了。
And on the third night, many people were filled by the Holy Spirit too.
有的弟兄得到圣灵了。
And there was this Christian brother who received the Holy Spirit.
他禁止不住，手舞足蹈。
He was so excited, he was dancing around.
他家那么多人看着这个不好看。
And some people feel that's kind of awkward.
所以因为他被圣灵充满了。
Because he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为他大叫，主不能开玩笑，不能开玩笑。
And he was filled by the Holy Spirit. He was shouting out, said, Lord, please don't kid me.
我看他叫的这讲的话不像话嘛，主跟你开玩笑了。
And I didn't like what he was saying. What do you mean by the Lord was kidding me?
我们拉到旁边去，在一个角落上面让他好好的去埋一埋。
So I brought him to the side so he can enjoy the presence of the Lord himself quietly.
晚上回到宿舍了。
And after they returned to the dorm,
几个人一个房间。
And a few people in the same room.
他以为这个经历过去了就没有了。
He thought, you know, that experience just passing by like that. So he knelt down and prayed before sleep.
圣灵又来了。
The Holy Spirit was all over him again.
被圣灵浇灌了。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit. He could not help but dance around. He said, Lord, stop kidding me, please. So I had to counsel him. I said, brother, the Lord doesn't kid people around. What you just said kind of is offending to the Lord. Because what you received was precious, Lord. You should not respond by saying, stop kidding me. He said, I refer to that he made me dance around. That's kind of embarrassing. So I said, then you should say, Lord, don't let me dance like this, but don't say, stop kidding me. Oh, when the Holy Spirit comes,
你没有抢过这么大的福分啊。
Because such a great blessing that we never tasted before.
羡慕羡慕被圣灵充满。
Do you envy, do you long to be filled by the Holy Spirit? Amen.
Pomona 弟兄姊妹都没反应。
Pomona people are quiet. Do you long to be filled by the Holy Spirit?
明年去好不好
Make sure you go to the conference every year.
都要科目先要科目啊
And, But come with a longing heart.
被圣灵好好地灌一灌
Long to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵主灌的神
And the Holy Spirit is the subjective God.
圣灵可以翻作预尝
And the Holy Spirit, you can also call him a foretaste.
叫我们尝到将来天上的福分
Which means you taste first.The blessing of heaven.
天上的能力多大的能力啊
Can you imagine the power in heaven?
今天尝到了
Today we just had a little taste.
将来的爱怎样的爱啊
What kind of love we're going to encounter in heaven one day?
今天尝到了
Today through the Holy Spirit we taste a little bit.
我们有首诗歌写得真好
And there's a hymn that says so well.
既然前尝赐全于地
That we have a little taste of heaven on earth.
就必长盈于天
And we know one day we shall have the unlimited supply in heaven.
那里主爱直扩展
Where God's love just extends without limitation.
好像洋海涌溢
Just like the ocean.
今天我们浅浅尝那么一口啊
And today while we taste just a little sip.
我们喜乐的不能自禁
And even a little sip is overwhelming us.
将来的喜乐比这个大多了
Can you imagine what we're going to experience in heaven one day?
今天是浅尝了
Today is just a little foretaste.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
圣灵把将来的事今天我们预先经历了。
Therefore, through the Holy Spirit, we foretaste about things in the future in heaven.
圣灵是经历的神。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is the God that we can experience.
我们讲到最后了。
Now, we come to the end.
保罗讲了句伟大的话。
And Paul said a great thing.
常率领我们。在基督里跨胜
That he has led us in triumphal procession in Christ.
而叫我们显扬，还有认识基督而有的馨香之气。
So through us we may spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him.
保罗真是留给我们句伟大的话。
And Paul really left behind a great statement.
率领我们在基督里跨胜
That he leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus.
我们基督徒什么都不跨的
You know, we Christians boast about nothing.
要跨主耶稣
But we brag about Jesus Christ.
要跨主的得胜
And we boast about his victory.
要跨胜嘛需要认识什么叫得胜啊
In order to brag about it, we need to have the knowledge of it first.
得胜了没有
Have our Lord won the victory?
主怎样得胜呢
How did he victor, triumph? How did he triumph?
不讲了。我讲给你们听。
Let me tell you.
主三样事情得胜。
In three ways he overcomes.
第一。
First.
十架得胜。
Through the victory of the cross.
第二。
Second,
复活得胜。
Through the resurrection.
第三。升天得胜。
Third, through the ascension.
我讲的是圣经讲的。
I said it's according to the Bible.
十架是主的大得胜。
The cross is the big victory of Jesus Christ.
十架是人类也曾有过的最大的战场。
And the cross is the greatest battlefield in humankind.
天国的君王。
The heavenly king.
和黑暗的君王。
Fought.
对面的征战。
With the king of the darkness.
谁也不能输。
No one wanted to be defeated.
现在二十都输了。
If the Son of God was defeated,
他不能回荣耀了。
He could not return to his own glory.
撒旦都是输了。
If the devil is defeated,
他的国度、他的使者都完了。
Then he's done with.
我们知道最后十架得胜了。
We all knew what happened. The cross overcame.
我们蒙了浩大恩典了。
And through that victory, we received the great salvation.
罪的赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
病的医治。
Our sickness are healed.
将来我们见主的时候，我们的身体都改变形状。
And when we see the Lord one day, even our body will be transfigured.
我们不能用我们自己的力量叫身体改变形状的。
There's no way we can change our body according to our own strength.
这是主的大能。
It's by the might of the Lord.
保罗说到主来。
Paul says, when he comes back,
主要用那个叫万有归附自己的大能
and through the great might whom Jesus Christ will transfigure us,
叫我们卑微的身体改变形状
to change our earthly bodies,
和他荣耀的身体 相似
into his glorious body.
我们都要改变的。
One day we will all change.
我也不像我的，你也不像你。
I will not be like this, neither will you be like this.
大家都穿上荣耀的身体了。
We all gonna wear this glorious body.
十架得胜。
Because that's the victory through the cross.
复活得胜。
Secondly, the victory through the resurrection.
死是撒旦的最大力量。
Because death is the greatest power of the devil.
圣经称撒旦。掌死权的魔鬼
Because Bible refers him as the devil who holds the power of death.
死的力量大吧
Isn't the death a great power?
人的肉身逃不过死
You and I, our body, have to go through death.
最重要的人死了
And even the most important figure will die one day.
我们不能少的人他也死了
And even someone we think we cannot live without dies one day.
最爱的人他死了
Someone we love the most dies one day.
死亡临到没有人能抗拒
Death comes upon every person.
死是世上最大的力量
Therefore death is the greatest power.
复活是主的最大的力量
Yet resurrection is the greatest power of the Lord.
主把整个死亡吞下去了
The Lord swallowed death. Amen.
哥罗西书十五章
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15,
讲复活最大的一章
It's the chapter that talks about the resurrection the most.
复活的经历
And also the experience of resurrection.
他用这个死把的复活把死亡吞下去
And through resurrection, Jesus swallowed death.
他用的字就是 swallow.
Swallowed the death.
吞下去了
He swallowed the death.
一个东西吞下去了不见了
And so it is gone. The death's been swallowed.
又把主把整个死亡吞了
The Lord swallowed the death for us. Amen.
儿女不怕死亡了
Therefore, children of God, we shall have no fear toward death.
我们过死亡像我们跨过门槛啊
And we go through death like going through a door.
死是身体的死
Yes, body will die one day
身体不是真正的我
Yeah, my body is not my true self
我是住在身体里面的魂啊
The true me is the soul that lives inside of this body
死就是魂离开身体了
And when I physically die, I just, my spirit left my body
身体有第二次的死
And Bible says there's a second death
那是魂的死
That is the death of our soul
那才是最可怕的
And that's the most dreadful thing
魂是不灭的
Because we go to a place where a fire does not kindle And there's insects who do not die
主称赞为永死人
And that's eternal death
传福音重要吧
That's why we need to share the gospel
要传福音啊
We need to tell the good news of salvation
我们几个教会传福音都不大行了
And our church needs to work harder in preaching gospel
弟兄姊妹要传福音啊
Oh brothers and sisters, we need to share the gospel
世人永生永死关键就在我们啊
Because we are the determining factor for the people
我们要传啊
We need to tell
传福音圣灵就做工
When we share the gospel, the Holy Spirit works with us.
叫人正永生免永死。
So that people can have eternal life, not eternal death.
哇，基督得胜。
We need to boast about the victory of Christ.
主的复活是大得胜。
Oh, what great victory that is through his resurrection.
是最后的得胜。
And his ascension into heaven is ultimate victory. Where he captivated the devil.
升到高天。
And he ascended into heaven.
超过一切仇敌。
He's far above all the enemies.
主耶稣升天，我们还有什么可怕的？
If the Lord is back to the heaven, why should we be afraid?
主大得胜了。
Because that is the great victory.
我们要夸胜。
And we need to boast about it.
夸主的十架得胜。
We need to brag about the victory on the cross.
夸主的复活得胜。
The victory through the resurrection.
夸主的升天得胜。
And the victory through his ascension.
升到高天。
He ascended into heaven.
领受圣灵无限量。
Where he received unlimited Holy Spirit.
降下圣灵。
And he sent the Holy Spirit down to us.
我们得了大福分了。
So that we are blessed greatly.
好不好
Isn't that wonderful?
夸主的得胜
We need to brag about his victory.
宣扬那有认识主而有的馨香之气
And spread everywhere the fragrance through the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
这个圣经真好啊
Such a wonderful verse.
我们神的儿女都有一点馨香之气
And we children of God, we should have the fragrant aroma.
有的人香气多
Some people have stronger aroma.
有的人香气少。
Some people have less of aroma.
都有一点的。
But we should all, more or less, having some aroma.
香很香。
Some people are just smelling wonderfully like Christ. What kind of aroma?
不是鼻子闻到的香。
Not the perfume.
眼睛看到的香。
But a fragrance you can see with your eyes.
若是地球身上我闻到香味，那个不太好的事。
I don't really favor men using a cologne.
弟兄弟兄，您用化妆品啊？
And I sometimes ask people, guys, that do you wear perfume?
男人用化妆品太不好了。所以不是鼻子闻到的香。
I'm not talking about aroma that you can smell.
眼睛看见的香。
But a beauty that you can see with your eyes.
什么叫眼睛看见的香？
What does it mean by seeing aroma?
我们活出主来了。
That when we live out Christ,
耶稣基督在我身上显现。
That people can see Christ on us.
那就馨香之气。
That's aroma.
大家都能显现的。
That we can all manifest that aroma.
有的显得多，有的显得少。
Some people show more, some people show less.
都有一点不一样的。
More or less, we show Christ.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个馨香之气在有的人身上了不起。
And this aroma is great.
许多伟大的基督徒。
Many wonderful Christians.
在监狱里面彰显馨香之气。
They can manifest the aroma of Christ.
在受痛苦的刑罚之后。
And in persecution.
彰显馨香之气。
They can express the aroma of Christ.
在受厉害的逼迫的时候。
And when they are severely persecuted.
彰显馨香之气。
They manifest the Christ aroma.
真是活出主来啊。
They really live out the life of the Lord.
主在他身上彰显了。
They manifest Christ.
保罗说这件事又了不起。
Paul said, these are great things.
这件事谁能挡得起？
And who is equal to such a task?
在灭亡的人身上。
Because to those who are perishing,
这个香气叫他死。
This aroma make them dead.
在蒙恩的人身上。
And for those who are being saved,
这个香气叫他活。
This aroma cause them to live.
我读这些圣经，我常说，把人香死了，把人香活了。
It's like you can kill people through aroma, or you make them come to a life through aroma.
我们今天在逼迫的环境里面。
And when we are persecuted,
在一个痛苦的环境里面。
Or in a very painful situation.
有人逼迫我们。
Some people treat us badly.
我们活出主来啊。
We need to show the life of the Lord.
主的馨香在我们上彰显呢。
So that people can see the aroma of Christ.
这个香气叫人死。
And this aroma can cause people to die.
在蒙恩的人身上。
To those who are being saved.
我们活出主来啊。
When we live out Christ.
这个馨香之气啊。
And that fragrant aroma.
叫人活。
Can cause people to live.
我们最大的只有一件。
And so we only have one thing.
活出主来。
That is to live out the life of Christ.
今天我们都是小人物。
And we are all insignificant people. Things we encounter are also insignificant. Yes, same principle applies. At home, we need to live out the life of Christ. Husband, you need to show forth aroma of Christ to your wife. And wife, you should do the same. Don't argue, understand? I ask couples, have you ever had a fight with each other? Raise your hand. If you never did, then raise your hand, but nobody can raise their hand. And it's not Christ-like if you argue too much. If your spouse doesn't act like Christ, then you have to have the heart say that I will live like Christ. I need to act like Christ.
我碰到很多不讲理的丈夫。
And I met a lot of unreasonable husbands.
妻子活出主来啊。
His wife lived out the life of Christ.
我在上海遇到一个姊妹。
And I met this Christian woman in Shanghai.
丈夫凶暴到一个地步啊。
She had this husband.
撕她的圣经。
Who has such ill temper. He even tore apart her Bible and beat her up.
打她。
Beat her up.
打得很厉害啊。
Severely.
她打完了。
After he beat her up.
那个太太啊，倒杯牛奶来。
The wife will go get a glass of milk.
哎呀，外面工作那么忙啊。
So you know you work hard all day.
那么累啊。
So tired.
回来又打了我嘛。
And you also took the strength to beat me up.
更累了。
That's even more tiring.
还得牛奶。
Please have some milk.
加点心力，加点心力。
So that replenish your strength.
你办得到吗？
Can you do that to your spouse when he did that to you?
我看见我的姊妹起敬。
Oh, I thought that's a miracle. I respect her.
活出主来。
She really shows the life of God.
她身上有馨香之气。
She spreads the aroma of Christ.
看见我的姊妹，看见主活出来。
When I saw her, I saw the Lord.
在死的人身上，在灭亡的身上，香气叫他死。
To those who are perishing, the aroma caused that person to die.
在我们身上，这个香气叫他活。
To those who are being saved, this aroma caused them to live.
多少都有香气的。
You and I, more or less, have this aroma of Christ.
主在我们里面是馨香的根源。
Because the Lord who lives inside of us is the root of our aroma.
让主在我们身上活出来。
Why don't we let him live out through us?
在做事地方更是这样。
At office where we work, we shall show forth his love. And before unbelievers,
活出主来。
We need to live out the life of Christ.
馨香之气。
This fragrant aroma.
我藏在主里面夸胜。
Help us to triumph in the Lord.
信仰。因认识基督而有的馨香之气
so that we can spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him
叫他死
to those who are perishing we bring them dead
在我们身上这香气叫他活
to those who are being saved we bring them life
保罗这样的事谁能挡得起呢
and Paul says who is equal to such a task
保罗都敬重这样的人呢
Paul respects those who can live out the life of Christ
我们彼此劝勉
why don't we encourage one another to do so
我们回去
When we return to our daily life, we need to learn to triumph in Christ, to brag about his victory, his victory on the cross, his victory through resurrection, his victory through his ascension. And that's how we should conduct ourselves. To spread everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So his aroma can be lived out through us. Let's encourage each other. Let's sing this hymn one more time.
Oh, to be like thee.
Oh, to be like thee.